The beloved Mrs. Rogers died in Pittsburgh at age 92 on Thursday, January 14th, according to the Fred Rogers Center. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Might have been heaven's welcome for Joanne Rogers, the beloved and spirited widow of Fred Rogers. The accomplished pianist, originally from Jacksonville, Florida, continued her husband's legacy following his death in 2003, serving as chair of the board for Fred Rogers Productions, formerly known as the Fred Rogers Company. She was recognized for helping young children learn about media and film. Bill Eisler, who served as CEO of the Fred Rogers Company from 1987 until his retirement in 2016, explains the pride that Mr. Rogers found in his mandate to serve children and families through media, which at that time was television. Fred Rogers, perhaps one of the pioneers in marketplace ministry, said, "If it wasn't for Joanne, there would be no neighborhood." He credited the 33 successful years of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood to his wife of over 50 years. He explained that she took care of their sons, James and John, while he was writing and producing the popular television show. She also made guest appearances on the show to support her husband. She met Mr. Rogers while both were earning Bachelor of Music degrees at Rollins College. She says, "We had a wonderful friendship and a wonderful affection for each other." When he moved to New York to pursue television production, Mrs. Rogers worked on her Master of Music from Florida State University when she received a letter that would change her life. Joanne Rogers received the Loving Kindness Award from the Jewish Community Center of Greater Pittsburgh. And in 2019, Duquesne University honored Mrs. Rogers with an honorary degree. But fans will most remember their dedication to making a difference. Even after outliving her husband, Mrs. Rogers upheld and valued the original reason Mr. Rogers started his film ministry. Mrs. Rogers says in an interview, "One of the most important things we have to accept and know is that Fred was first and foremost a minister. He was ordained as an evangelist to continue his work that he was doing with family and children. And you know, that work was his ministry." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.